From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Secret Life of Motherhood, welcome back to our podcast, to the moms, the non-moms, and hopefully some dads who don't take too much offense at all the things we say about them.
Stabbings.
I would say scroll, you know, if you're not a mom, keep scrolling, but we really want you to hear these things.
Yes, it's educational.
I actually had a dad recently tell me that he listens to it so that he knows. And he says it's been very enlightening, so I hope it's enlightening for everyone else. And
I
for,
like it.
And for the moms listening, you are not alone, is what this podcast is all about. Let's lay it on the table. Mm. So I found a clip about a week or two ago, and I shared it with you, Anne.
Yes.
And the clip is, this is a mom's brain. So the video clip is a guy sitting there and the caption reads, surely not. And obviously I was running to the comment section because I was like, surely yes.
Yep.
So the message or the caption is, apparently this is a mother's brain on a normal day. Is that really true?
We need to be there by 7, so we need to be pulling in by 6:45, so we need to leave by 6:15, so the kids need to eat by 6, so I need to start cooking by 5:30, so the kids need to be picked up by 5:15, so I need to leave by 4:45, so I need to be done my meetings by 4, so I need to text my husband and remind him by 3, so I need to complete my deliverables by 2.
Yep, that sounds about right.
If you have a timeline, if you have to be on time for something, if it is at 8 o'clock tonight, a mother's superpower is that you are doing mom math, you know, like girl math and beer math and all this other math. A mom's superpower is that you are working the math back until 6 a.m. this morning.
Yes, because you have to, because if you skip one step, then everything else crumbles.
Yeah.
Okay, basically.
So that is a mom superpower. We've got a lot, and that's one of them. And to this gentleman, yes, that is what it sounds like when we have to go anyway.
Yes.
And we can laugh at it, and sometimes I do, and I think it really is a superpower that my husband surely doesn't have, and I don't know any other husbands that have it.
I'd despite like to know if single dads have it. Single dads. I'd like to know.
I am never on time for anything. Because I've never been good at math, but that's still how my brain works. It's got that goal, right?
Yes.
We might be only 15 minutes late. And when, as my man and my Ganesh, my Lord Mark, if they're like interfering with these steps, that car ride. Ooh. Oh, there's nooit betijds for eerlijkheid, nee. If you guys just did this and this and this and you just lined up like mommy said.
Or it's the age-old question of, we're always late because mom is always still in the house busy doing something.
And now you know what your mom was doing.
Now you know.
Yeah. So that's the superpower part of it. But this whole thing of what your brain actually sounds like as a mom is extremely taxing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a huge burden. We talk about the mental load.
Mm-hmm.
And the mental load sounds like this.
Need to put more money on the kids' lunch accounts.
Need to get my dad a birthday card.
Date for soccer enrollments coming up.
Had a lot of time on their screens.
What am I going to make for dinner?
Make something healthier than what I've been making.
Lord knows they won't eat it and they'll end up fighting.
They want to go outside.
If they get muddy, they're going to need another bath.
Doctor's appointment.
I think I forgot to lock the front
door.
I
have to go outside to make sure that they're safe.
So need to do the dishes.
I should really get more involved with the other moms so the kids
don't forget to renew your license for work before next month.
The appointment with the allergy specialist next week.
Enough to support my boyfriend.
He does so much to show he supports me.
I haven't given the kids enough attention today.
The kids is sick again.
I have to call off work.
Kids sick so much.
Need to take the trash out for trash.
I just want to sit down.
Forgot their school.
I didn't go for a walk or get a workout in today.
Did I make sure to get that form filled out for the field trip?
Remember to turn my curling
iron. Get the kids new shoes before summer.
So that laundry still needs folded.
I'll get it tomorrow after work.
But don't forget we have tumbling tomorrow after work.
I should make a list of the things I need to do.
Did I drink enough water today?
Kids still need showers.
What am I going to do with the kids all summer?
Did I eat any lunch?
Remember to close the garage door.
I still need to go to the grocery store.
And I mean, I think we can all relate to that. You said you absolutely relate to that on a Sunday night, especially.
Oh, goodness.
You've got the Sunday blues every weekend.
Goodness. So for the longest time, I thought the Sunday blues in our house was because our son would be watching TV a lot more than on any other day. And then come bedtime or before bedtime, you switch the TV off, there's a meltdown. And I thought that was the reason why I had Sunday blues. And then recently, we changed it up a bit where we put a curfew, sort of like early afternoon curfew on all screens. And from that perspective, life was great. And then I still went and lost my shit because someone in the house, not going to point fingers, someone in the house dared ask me to make them a sandwich after I just put everything back. Because now already my mind is like, you little get to enjoy a Sunday for what it is, okay? You get to hussa, you get to recharge your mind. And this is where my mind starts speeding up.
For the rest of the week.
Yeah, because now I have to think of lunches, lunchboxes. Flip it. Before you even get to lunch, cereal. Is there any cereal left? Okay, there's cereal, but there is no milk. Okay, gotta get milk. Bread. No, the bread is stale. Oh, damn it. Okay, what are we going to put on the bread? Activities. What's happening? Okay, it's end of the year. Luckily, cricket is done, but he's got a haircut appointment. Oh, damn it. He's dentist. He hasn't been to the dentist in like 6 months, and I still need to have that sorted. And everything else just starts rolling into your brain of what you need to have done.
Yeah. I'd really like to know from other moms, like, is the weekend also the time in your brain that everything goes into overdrive? Because during the week, yes, there's a lot happening, but it's happening already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the planning part of it, and it's the thinking ahead part of it that's really the burden. I mean, mine already starts like on a Thursday,
mm-hmm.
because then I think, okay, we have to do, what are we going to do with the kids this weekend? Oh my goodness, I'd really like a nap, maybe Saturday afternoon. But Saturday afternoon, my husband wants to go to the in-laws that they want to braai or make a poiki or whatever. So the kids want to bake a cake, but I still have to go to the shop. Oh, like her clothing is like that doesn't fit anymore. And I saw that nice top last week, but should I take her with me? No, gosh, I don't have the emotional capacity to take her with me. And then she asked me how many stores we need to go. I also have to get fruit, but the last time I was at those other two, so I have to go to this one, then I have to go to that one. Maybe I should do that on Sunday, and then on Saturday I'll take them, but it has to be Saturday morning. Can't be Sunday morning, because then my husband goes and plays golf. By the way, he does this every weekend, goes and plays golf. Lucky. So you know, that starts on a Thursday, and then during the weekend the kids are like, mommy, can we do this, mommy, can we do that? And then I'm so exhausted that by Sunday afternoon, an hour before the shop's closed, that's when I run to the shop and go like, okay, now I really cannot wait anymore, I have to do it now. And I'm crabby the entire weekend because I don't have help at the house, and you don't either. So it's cleaning the house at least once a week from top to bottom, and then having to wrangle and everyone's just sitting there with their feet up, and mommy's, well, they're finding small things. But then it's thinking about, okay, cleaning, are there enough cleaning products? And you know, it's just,
it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming and never ending. And if a man tells me that he gets it.
What a brave man that is.
If you cannot recite what I just said to you in the last like 30 seconds to a minute, if you cannot recite that back to me, then you don't. I recently had a man with ADHD try and mansplain mom brain to me. All due respect, my husband's got ADHD. I know my daughter, like, I know all about the chatter in your brain. It's not the same.
It's not.
Because there is nothing riding on your random ass thoughts, okay? The well-being of my family and getting everyone out the door every morning, getting them fed, is like, that's what my thoughts are. Like, that's what's riding on that.
We also had a contribution on our WhatsApp group where we sort of asked, let's simplify it. We're going to tone it down. What goes through your brain when you're packing lunch?
Yeah.
Okay, for the next day. I pack only for my husband and my daughter. Two boys homeschooled, so no lunchbox. Husband lunchbox. Remember to put this and that on, oh, no, chocolate spread. Maybe if there is leftover food, no, maybe not. Oh, wait, I was still mad at him. Bovril with no cheese. Done. Daughter, what the heck will she eat today? No sweets. Does chips count as sweets? Does it? Don't know. A banana. Wait, no, she doesn't like banana anymore. Forgot. Apples. Yes. Cut into pieces. How many pieces will this be enough? Salt crackers. Yes. Bread. No. No crust. There's a little picky eater yogurt. No, I forgot to buy a different yogurt. She doesn't like the one with the pieces in it. Oh, what the heck? Oh, yep. Cucumbers. That, you see,
you know,
even a simple task, something that seems menial to everyone else, there's so much thought that has to go into it.
So with lunch boxes, I take them out the day before. I now get them to take them out because I've realized I'm spoiling them.
Uh-huh.
So they take it out the day before so I can see what they actually ate and didn't eat. And so I can eat their leftovers because that's my favorite thing to eat, is lunchbox leftovers.
Love it too.
And then I don't pack the same stuff the next day. So when I left home now, I'm away from home for a week. I reminded my husband, just remember, so that they take it out the day before so that you can see what they didn't eat. Otherwise, you're going to pack blueberries the whole week and they're not going to eat any of it. And then I've wasted money on the blueberries. I don't know if he's going to do it or remember, but we'll
see. Well, how many lunch boxes do your girls have each?
One.
So this should be really fun.
So I think with Christmas coming up, we know that it's really difficult with Christmas, with the big days, with the end of the year. What are they going to do over the holidays? And that's a whole different episode, the whole Christmas and holidays thing. But you are not alone. When you see another mom and she looks gloriously like chilled, she's not.
Nah.
Okay. It's like the ducks on the water.
Yeah.
She's floating on the surface, but underneath it's paddling.
Paddle, paddle, paddle.
I don't know one mom whose brain doesn't go.
No.
It's normal.
No, it's totally normal.
Yeah.
Is it going to stop? No.
No.
No, it's just what it is now. And then we're not even talking about the work mental load.
Yeah.
That gets thrown on top.
Oh, this is just the planning. This is not executing.
No.
This is not executing, but that's a whole different kettle of fish.
But until we get there, I've never heard that. A kettle of fish.
You've never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Oh my gosh.
We got to do an episode on sayings because my kid has come up, inverted commas, come up with a whole lot of sayings lately. And they're quite entertaining. But until we get there, you can listen to all of our episodes on nova.com.na. You can also find us on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts. Every week, we are here laying out our dirty laundry so that you can feel better.
Goodbye.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.